to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to structure a dressage training plan for your horse. So this podcast episode is part of a three-part series. Now in part one, we're going to be looking at your schooling routine structure and we're going to start looking at the warm-up phase. And then in part two, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the training phase. And then lastly, in part three, we're going to look at the cool-down phase as well as how to keep and maintain fitness in your dressage horse. So if you've joined me on this podcast episode, we are starting right at the beginning in part one. Now, whatever your competition level and aspirations, a structured training plan for your horse is a crucial tool that allows you to advance in the dressage arena. So in this three-part podcast series, we're going to look at how you can create a dressage training plan for your horse. So firstly, keep it varied. Now, one of the most common setbacks experienced by dressage riders is that their horses become stale and bored because of overtraining. Now, sometimes an overschooled horse will become resistant or disobedient, possibly because he is physically sore or simply because he is fed up with the same old routine. Now, in general, most horses will do well with 3 to 4 days of dressage training per week. And then you should include other activities such as hacking, jumping and lunging, and your horse will also appreciate a rest day turned out in the field. So now let's discuss your schooling routine structure. Now, for the horse to make progress from the basic training beginnings up to the medium and FEI levels, he will need to gradually increase the strength and stamina that will enable him to work in self-carriage and with true collection. Now, once your horse reaches medium level, you'll train him how to bend and flex his hind leg joints to increase collection through the use of half halts, lateral work, and more advanced transitions. Now, at the same time, your aim is to preserve the horse's sense of pleasure and freedom in his own movement. So every schooling session should include a warm-up, a training phase and a cool-down. And in this podcast series, we're going to look at each of those phases individually. So firstly, the warm-up phase. Now the idea of the warm-up phase is to allow your horse to stretch his muscles and loosen his body in preparation for the training section of his workout. So begin with an energetic walk on a long rein and some basic preliminary or training level work. And include large circles, transitions in and out of the working paces, and some centre lines. Now, all your trot work should be done rising so that the horse can use his back freely, because your aim here is to warm up the horse's muscles, get his cardiovascular system working, and loosen his joints so that he can work without the risk of injury. Now, the way in which you ride your horse during this phase may contradict his nature. For example, if the horse is inclined to be lazy, you might need to kick on and really wake him up. Now, on the other hand, if your horse tends to be hot and stressy, you may need to use a slower, more relaxed chill-out routine. And the warm-up is definitely a case of horses for courses. Now, gradually, the warm-up will include your horse's confirmed level of work, enabling you to find out what he finds easy and what he sees as a greater challenge, both in the physical sense and in the attitude sense. So, the greater your horse's repertoire, the more time it will take him to warm up. Now, the warm-up is a good way of evaluating and identifying where your horse is at in his training and allows you to determine the focus of the training phase of your schooling plan. Also, the warm-up allows you to know how long it takes for your horse to be in the zone and ready to perform a test. So when you go into a competition, you'll know exactly how long your working in period should be. Now, getting your warm-up right is a key element in producing the best work during the training phase and also your best performance during a dressage test. Now, if you don't allow long enough, your horse may be too sharp and tense, and if you overdo it, he may run out of steam halfway through the training phase. So to wrap this episode up, the warm-up phase is a crucial part of your training that will set the tone for the rest of your session. Now, the duration and form of the warm-up depends entirely on the temperament and experience of your horse, and only you know that. So it's really just a matter of trial and error to try and find out what works to get your horse ready and in the zone. Now, the answer to the question, how long should I warm up for, could simply be, how long is a piece of string? But your goal of this part of the session is to get your horse warm, to get him mentally focused, and to bring him onto the aids. Now, once you can do that, you can then begin the training phase of your schooling session, which we'll talk about in the next podcast episode. But if you have any more questions, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.